News, reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescue workers searching through the debris of a collapsed condo building in a Miami suburb claim they heard sounds in the rubble overnight as officials on Friday raised the number of unaccounted people to 159 and raised the confirmed death toll from 1 to 4. Miami-Dade's mayor says 3 more bodies were pulled from the wreckage overnight. Another person was reported to have died on Thursday. The mayor also increased the number of presumed missing by 60 after authorities put the number at 99 on Thursday. A Miami-Dade fire official says they heard sounds in the rubble overnight, but said it could be either falling debris or potentially people tapping. On Thursday, search teams detected sounds of banging and other noises, but no voices coming from the mounds of debris. Early that morning, a large section of the Champlain Towers South condominium in Surfside, Florida, fell to the ground. Footage captured by a security camera nearby shows an entire side of the building suddenly folding into 2 sections, one after the other, throwing up clouds of dust. It's not immediately known what caused it, although local officials said the 12-story tower was undergoing roof construction and other repairs. An opposition blogger who was arrested after his flight was forced to land in Belarus has been moved from a detention facility to house arrest, an opposition leader and the Belarus prosecution authority said on Friday. The arrest of Roman Protasevich and his girlfriend after Belarusian authorities intercepted their Ryanair flight on May 23rd caused international outrage. Protasevich is now in a rented flat in the Belarusian capital, his father tells the BBC. He says the authorities have provided no further information. The European Union imposed economic sanctions on Belarus on Thursday, targeting its main exports. This is VOA News. The Israeli health minister